Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Jerome Edward Gilbertson.
Mr. Gilbertson, I have a question.
Oh, I have him too. I'm on the road.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Kowalis will serve as your lead, so just hold on, sir, and he'll be right with you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Yeah, Jerome Edward Gilbertson, 313-957.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed under order of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on June 29, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Gilbertson?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, to the far end of the bench, I'll begin by introducing the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Then we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and we will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Gilbertson and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do. Thank you. Mr. Gilbertson, this hearing will be conducted in two distinct phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse when criminal arrest accompanies follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about June 1st, 2018, as written directive on May 30th, 2018. Mr. Gilbertson, is this true or false?
It's true, sir.
Thank you. And allegation number two, violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at changes located at 452 South Bailey, Mesa, Arizona, on or about June 1st, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were known, thus you have absconded from supervision. Mr. Gilbertson, is this true or false?
It is true, sir.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Gilbertson's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have lapsed in a criminal arrangement company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson.
Oh, sorry.
We sound alike down here.
Yeah, we do.
getting ahead of myself here. Okay, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Gilbertson, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mr. Gilbertson. Mr. Westby.
On May 7th, 2018, Mr. Gilbertson was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 19th, 2018 by Mesa PD responding to a trespassing call. He was back in DOC custody June 19th, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of December 23rd, 2018, 18 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, narcotic drug violation, 2.5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no being information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, theft, Washington, juvenile probation, 1991, robbery, Washington, juvenile detention, 1994, theft, Washington, guilty under sanction, 1998, burglary, second degree, Washington, felony conviction, probation, 2001, domestic violence, Washington, felony conviction, state prison, 2007, marijuana violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is G6B5.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Gilbertson. I want to make a quick review of the case supervision summary. It looks like that you were approved to reside at Changes located at 452 South Daly, Mesa, Arizona. Did you ever report to that address and live there while you were in community supervision?
Yes, sir, I did.
How long did you live there?
For about 29 days.
And it looks like that you were missing from community supervision for about 18 days, so where were you living after that?
I was on the street, sir.
So were you living in a homeless shelter, or?
I spent a couple of nights at CAS, but mostly just on the streets.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. We don't have any employment notes. Did you find work at all?
Yeah, I was working for a company called Big Dog Promotions, doing flyer work for James McKinney.
Well, we have programming notes that you referred to task for your analysis under agency discretion. You did not provide any UA results prior to absconding from supervision. I noticed that you had a previous arrest for narcotic drugs, so did you have any ongoing drug use issues?
Yes, sir. I've been struggling with addiction for about the last 15 years, and I've been doing everything I can. I just recently was reunited with my biological brother after 30 years being separated through CPS when we were kids, and I'm just trying to really finish up this in Arizona so I can move to Texas to finally, you know, have my family back together and heal, so.
Well, we do wish you the best on that.
Thank you.
I will say up front, regardless of how this board votes today, there is something very hopeful about you leaving your two previous environments. You have a history in Washington, of course.
Yes, sir.
We know what you're dealing with here in Arizona, but fresh starts can be really good, especially if someone is trying to stay sober. So let me ask you about that. You said you've been struggling with addiction for the last 15 years. Was there a particular drug?
Yeah, I've been struggling with heroin addiction since I was about 27, 28 years old. So, and a lot of that has to do with, you know, I grew up in foster homes, and me and my biological family were separated when I was 12 years old, so it's been real rough. You know, it's been a rough go at life, but I take full accountability for my actions, and I'm just hoping that, you know, I get to Texas. My brother wants me to go through a treatment program out there, and I'm more than willing to do that, you know. So I'm just really trying to find a common ground, you know. It's been rough, and it's nice to have, for the first time in my life, some support, so.
Well, that's good to hear. Is your biological brother working in Texas?
Yes, sir. He works in Texas. He's a excavator operator. He's a heavy machinery operator. He lives in Bedford, Texas, a small town in northern Texas. So just trying to finish up at AZ so I can get there. You know, I have the support I need to try to become successful.
Let me ask this question, because we recognize that
these types of addictions are a tough struggle, something you have to live with.
Yes.
I hate to sound bleak, but I mean, when people are alcoholics or have hard drug addictions, we know it's something that they're confronted with for a lifetime.
Right.
How long have you been sober?
Since I've been in prison, I've been sober. I've been through substance abuse treatment in here. I actually at the complex Westone in Tucson, I facilitated the NA and AA meetings. So I've been sober for about 2 years, and then when I got out, the halfway house was a really bad environment. The guy that I was sharing the room with, he was using, so I fell right back into my old patterns, and that's what landed me back in on the violation. So I've been sober for about 2 months now.
Well, certainly that's what I meant about you relocating to Texas. I just hope that you'll have the wisdom at this point to not hang around people that are continuing to use the methamphetamine.
Yes, sir.
Heroin, right. Cocaine. I need to take some further information from our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby.
Yes, that's when you advise the board that there is a phone note here dated June 14th, 2018 from Board Supervisor Oliveri that states a scanning reduction letter or program letter was mailed to his brother's address in Leatherford, Texas, which stated that if he had not reported to the board office that the letter could possibly be quashed. But he failed to report after the letter was sent.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Westby. Mr. Gilmanson, I'll just ask you, when you're on the street, am I correct that you were continuing to struggle with heroin addiction?
Yes, sir. And I hadn't had contact with my brother when I was homeless on the street. You know, I didn't have a cell phone or anything like that. So I hadn't talked to my brother since I was released from prison until I came back this time on the violation. So he's very disappointed in me as well.
Not to put any spotlight on your brother, but is he going to be supportive of you pursuing a sober life if you make this transition?
He's very supportive of me. He's married with kids, you know, and he's made it very clear to me that if I come to Texas and use, then, you know, there's no way I could be around him and his family. So he's very supportive of a sober living style.
Thank you, Mr. Gilbertson. I am holding something. Okay, so you were homeless for the 18 days that you're missing. Were you arrested by the Mesa Police Department? Is that right?
I was at a hotel room. I had met some people out there, and they had a hotel room, and I was there, you know, taking a shower and cleaning up, and they were trespassing. They were getting kicked out, and I just happened to be there when the Mesa Police were there. I informed the Mesa Police officer that I had the warrant. You know what I mean? I didn't have any new charges or anything. So I wasn't actually there for trespassing. It was the people that actually rented the hotel room.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Gordonson. I'm going to ask the fellow board members, are there any questions for you?
No.
Are there any questions for fellow board members? Mr. Gordonson, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't share anything that you've already told us. But this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before the board goes into deliberation?
I just want to, you know, first of all, I just want to apologize for even being in the situation. I should have, you know, done everything in my power to be able to maintain, to stay on parole. I'm just asking if you guys could possibly send me to a treatment facility instead of housing me in the location that I'm at, because there's no recovery here, and that's truly what I need with the addiction, is a substance abuse treatment that actually has a possibility. So if I could go to either Tucson, I know they have one, I don't know the name of it, I apologize, but I know Phoenix has one called the MRC Center. It's their reentry center, which is a drug treatment program for 90 days, and that'll put me at pretty close to my out date for violations. So if that's something that would be possible, I'd really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Gilbertson. Just before we go into discussion, you were reminded that the board does not have any decision-making over what sort of a program we put into, but we do know what you're talking about, which is a routine option for referral, and that is the Maricopa Reentry Center, and I believe it's the Pima County Reentry Center. They're set up in a very similar style, if I'm not mistaken. But we hear what you're saying, so the board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself? Before we come to our individual votes on the open meeting laws of Arizona, so if you just remain on the phone, Mr. Gilbertson, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision.
Okay, thank you, Ms.
Thank you, Mr. Gilbertson. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this particular case, I'm a bit on the shoulder on. I think ultimately I'm always uncomfortable when an individual is absconded. It's a relatively short amount of time, but it's still 18 days in which during that time it sounds like that he relapsed into his narcotic addiction. And I'm looking at the balance of his prison sentence. I guess I'm just having a hard time overlooking the abscond time, but I'm open, and perhaps my fellow board members might be looking at this differently. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
My only concern, Mr. Canales, would just be that would be local support. Support seems to be in Texas and can't really leave until December.
So I think that's a good point. And thank you for helping me find the words, because there was something that made me uncomfortable. I couldn't quite find it, but I think you hit the nail on the head, and that is that he doesn't have any local support. And it's a big challenge being isolated. I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1703, our discussion with Mr. Gilbertson, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Gilbertson was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal management company. Inasmuch that he absconded from community supervision, and we could not safely monitor his transition back to the community, and of course he's got an ongoing struggle with narcotic addiction, and that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Mr. Gilbertson, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on about December 23rd, 2018. I recognize that it may sound like a long way away, but it is just a matter of months, frankly weeks. It is during this calendar year, so we're not talking years, we're talking months. We encourage you to continue with NAA, pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections. I think the important piece is this. When you're released from DOC, you will no longer be under community supervision. You won't have a parole officer. You'll be free and clear to go to Texas without any permission, and you'll be able to pursue your own interests once again. So the ceremony is concluded. We want to see you have a safe and productive transition back to the community, but we're not finding you a suitable candidate for returning you to community supervision. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. Thank you, Mr. Gilbertson.
Right, thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too, sir.
Please don't hang up the phone, sir. Don't hang up the phone. Just lay it down.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Just lay it down. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.